Well, after years and years and years of struggling to get your grocery order in a short period of time, Woolworths jumping on the 60-minute delivery bandwagon. It was started by Checkers. People rave about the Checkers offering. I've used it twice. The first time was quick, incomplete, but quick. The system couldn't tell us what was in and out of stock, and that problem perpetuated the second time, except the second time it took hours. Lots of stuff missed out. So we haven't bothered again. But Woolworths is going to be launching a new 60-minute delivery service. Recently, we saw Pick and Pay by Bottles, an independent delivery service that's targeting the 60-minute delivery window too. Evan Walker, portfolio manager at 361 Asset Management. Finally, Evan Walker, it feels like we're joining the 21st century of food deliveries.
Yep, we eventually get in there, Bruce. It's going to be an interesting dynamic. I mean, we've got all the services. We just need the food now.
And what do you mean by that?
I just mean that, as you rightly said, I mean, stock availability is the key issue here.
Okay, right.
Problem for Woolworths. And obviously, like you rightly said, I mean, getting the ShopRite deliveries as well on time. I mean, this is a logistical nightmare for a lot of these guys. So, yeah, interesting dynamic unfolding. I mean, we know why 60 minutes is so critical, because I think in people's lives, it's an important logistical element of where you're going to be. Are you going to be home? Do you want lunch? Do you want breakfast, et cetera, et cetera? So 60 minutes cutoff, I think, is very important and quite a big marketing feel for companies to have that out there so people can obviously utilize that more often. But it does come with a lot of issues, as you rightly said.
Yeah, 60 minutes is important because, I mean, for me to get ready, go out, drive, park, you know, find the trolley, wipe it down, do the shopping, load it in the car, get it back. That's about a 60-minute experience. And so if somebody can do it at a reasonable price and can do it as well as I can for myself and not do the impulse buying, actually becomes an incredibly good deal.
No, it's a great deal, Bruce. I mean, there's no wonder. I mean, obviously, on the Checkers application, you're a little bit limited to 30 items. So that does limit your I mean, that's obviously per delivery. I mean, you can pay an additional delivery fee, and we still got to see what happens in the case of Woolworths. Will they come out with a delivery fee? Will they come out with a limited items? So that's going to be interesting. I think initially they're going to have to, just given the extent of the logistical problems they've faced. But one thing about the Woolworths is they have a significant store network. I mean, they have 470 food stores. I mean, that compares to roughly about 210 Checkers stores out there. So they've got a very formidable footprint. It's just a matter of now seeing that they can actually execute on this 60-minute plan.
Why are you skeptical that they won't? I mean, is there so much complexity built into the system, it's actually built almost for failure?
Bruce, I mean, if you've done large orders on the Woolworths system, you've seen this, and a lot of times you get turned down on availability, and then you climb in your car and you drive to the store, and there's plenty of availability. So there seems to be issues in terms of stocking the stores, relative to obviously stocking the online. So whether they can sort that out and get it down to, you know, really, really a good system that can serve the 60-minute idea, I mean, we have to wait and see. So obviously you could see in the case of Checkers, I mean, they curtail that to 30 items to obviously get that 60 minutes in place. But it's not a big lead time, 60 minutes, to get it to your doorstep. I mean, obviously someone's got to pack this and deliver this and get this into a scooter. And it's, you know, I mean, it could be a couple of big items there. So logistically, these are big headaches for companies to get them right. But I mean, it is intriguing. There's no doubt that Woolworths have looked at the Checkers offering, seen the massive uptake, and certainly Checkers from a food point of view has become, you know, very competitive in that upper end of the market.
It most certainly has. And one then shops around a little bit and one starts to see the variety of what's on offer. And it's from a consumer perspective, it's phenomenal because suddenly there is real choice and it can be done from the comfort of your own home while you're doing something else and somebody else gets the job delivered to you. But this last mile of delivery has always been the big problem. And I chatted to the guys at Bottles the other day and they're getting off on it. I mean, they really are enjoying the huge challenge of delivery. To the rest of us, it seems like a nightmare. Are there recipes to success when it comes to delivery?
Sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, likewise. I mean, I've tried most of these. I think these guys will get it down to a fine art. It's going to take time. I think it's still a very good offering for most of these guys. I mean, it's going to take a long time, though, Bruce, to get the logistical elements of this right. to get slick. But I mean, you've got to start somewhere. I mean, there's no doubt it's going to be a competitive edge in the market. I mean, people are going to want this. I think this is not going to go away. It's going to accelerate. And through that acceleration process, I think the learning curve is going to be dramatic for all these retailers. And I certainly, you know, one thing about these companies, these South African retailers, is they are very, very good. I mean, you know, we can scream and shout and jump around as consumers, but they are very good businesses, and I'm quite sure ultimately they're going to get it right. I mean, there's no doubt they will get it right.
The trick here is managing stock levels and managing expectations. So when you sit online, it tells you, yes, your favorite brand of whatever it is available, and then it's substituted with something else. If you like all gold and you get all joy, there isn't much joy when you open up your bag of groceries. And so it's getting the fulfillment right, which is really, really difficult between the physical world of actual warehouse retail and the digital world of my wants and desires online.
Oh, 100%, Bruce. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, so, in the old-fashioned way of dealing, when you went to a supermarket every single day, that's relatively easy, but that's also taken a long time for retailers to get that sophisticated. I mean, everything comes from a central distribution system these days. I mean, it's all automatic. I mean, as they scan something, it reorders itself automatically. So that information has to be developed over time. It doesn't come overnight. So as these algorithms build more and more information into their databases, they get more efficient. They understand how many flatty chickens Bruce Whitfield wants every Saturday for the next 12 months. They understand that information, and they get more and more sophisticated at it. And by that process, they become better businesses. So today in this computerized world, information is everything, and you have to start somewhere and build that information base. And over time, these businesses will get, because we've seen it. I mean, the in-store availability, if you go into a normal Woolworths and just go into the store, I mean, they're seldom out of product. Occasionally, they are. But, I mean, most times, if you walk into the store, and that's only from long-term algorithms in the store, predicting the store actual sales content. So, it's going to come, but it's going to take time. And as you rightly said, I mean, consumers have to be patient, but we'll learn from it. And I think the learning curve for the retailers will be far faster because they've got this information.
It's a fascinating world. I can't begin to comprehend the complexity of it. Evan Walker, thank you.